It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday the 20th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Online influence and visibility can be a big deal, so it's no surprise that for years people have sought to buy online buzz. One popular move has been to pay for fake followers on social media, and there's been a new twist in that game. Cyber criminals are selling followers for Facebook's photo sharing app, Instagram, and they're doing it with the help from an old computer virus called Zeus. Reuters correspondent Jim Finkel.
So Zeus is a computer Trojan. It's a malicious software that's been around for at least 6 or 7 years, and it's widely used for all sorts of computer crimes, stealing credit cards, banking account information, all sorts of things.
The new Zeus helps generate fake Instagram interest for those willing to pay the price. $30 will reportedly get you 1,000 likes on the black market. This week, we're looking at accessibility and how technology is helping people with disabilities approach their lives in new ways. Tom Beeling has made something called the Lorm Glove. Someday, it could help people who are deaf and blind communicate. Beeling made his glove at the Design Research Lab in Berlin. It's covered with sensors that a person can use to send and receive messages.
Each character of the alphabet is positioned on a certain area on your hand. And it works by pushing these areas of the hand or by swiping over it. So there's no over-distance communication. And this is where the Lorm glove comes into place, because the glove is able to translate this tactile information into digital text. For example, if I'm sending a letter to you, you stay in your own language. You know, you receive just a written text. And you can also answer me, and I can actually feel it on the back of my glove, because on the back of the glove, I have some small vibrating motors.
What have you learned from the people that you worked with to develop the Lorm glove?
Yeah, one of the most important things I learned is that, you know, we often tend to see or to understand certain disabilities as a limitation, obviously, but using the hand as an interface for tactile information or tactile communication, for me as an interaction designer, is totally not a limitation. It contains a certain richness, something I can really use to, you know, to move on, to find new contexts where these ways of communication can be embedded or used. So I actually got a lot of inspiration from this.
Well, there are some examples of how this sort of thing could help for people who need to communicate in situations where they can't see each other or see a screen.
Right. So imagine a person working in a stagehand in a theater, who somehow needs to communicate with their colleagues to, I don't know, open or close the curtain or switch on the light spot or something like that. But they have to do it in a silent way. So they could use such kind of technology where they just, you know, put some letters, push some buttons on their hand so that the action can actually take place where it is really needed.
Tom Beeling is a design researcher at the Design Research Lab, and he created the Lorm Glove. Tom, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You can find more conversations from our accessibility series at our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.